Sunflower Boy by Stu Junhui. Read by Interstellar Blue. Kim Hui-young usually had very peaceful days working as a florist. Mainly because people don't really chance upon the small little flower shop on 9th Street, and he was perfectly fine with that. Sure, he liked the flowers and all, but talking to all the people was more of In-sung's thing, maybe even Jae-yoon. Unfortunately, the latter two were away for some business matters, read date trip to Jeju, as if Hui-young didn't know, leaving the youngest member of their flower shop team alone. It was already his second day manning the shop by himself when the bell chime by the door sounded. Hui-young looked up from fixing his basket of peonies, ready to greet the customer, but the words fell short on his lips. He would like to say that he didn't get affected by other people that easily, and that it just happens to be a moment of weakness, but he knew that would just be one big lie. The boy who entered the shop had blonde hair like himself, with a bright smile plastered on his face. If he were a flower, Hui-young caught himself thinking, he would probably be a sunflower, big, bright, and yellow. Definitely something to do with the sun. Anything to do with the sun, really. Hello, the customer greeted first, much to Hui-young's embarrassment as he continued to be distracted by the boy's pearly white teeth. Who gets distracted by teeth, honestly? The blonde smiled politely. Is this In-sung's store? Hui-young shook himself back to reality and nodded, tongue-tied and cursing himself because of it. It is. He's not here, though. Oh, that's fine. Just tell him Taeyang dropped by then. I'm looking for a nice bouquet of flowers. Taeyang, like the sun. It's like his family knew he was meant to shine brighter than anything Hui-young has ever laid his eyes upon. Any flowers in particular? I don't really know much about flowers, so I'll let you decide. What's the occasion? First date. The smile on his face was still blinding, as Hui-young forced himself to look away and head towards the back of the store. A date, of course. With a face like that, Taeyang probably doesn't have trouble at all with dates. Probably had a whole line of people falling at his feet. Good for him. Good for his date, too. Lucky, lucky, lucky. Him or the person he was going to date? Hui-young didn't know for sure, his thoughts a bit too preoccupied by the customer to really focus on fixing a bouquet up. In the end, Hui-young settled for a bouquet of soft pink roses and white peonies, deeming it pretty enough for a first date. Girls usually liked soft pastel colors anyway, right? Actually, now that he thought about it, was Taeyang's date even a girl? That was such a backwards way of thinking in their generation now. What if the other's date was with a boy? Or someone flitting in between, never really landing on just one? Ah, Hui-young muttered to himself, I'm getting ahead of myself. Plastering a polite smile on his face, the florist turned and walked back to the store counter. Would this be all right? Looks perfect. Cue another bright, bright smile. How much? Hui-young named a price, keeping his eyes anywhere but on the face in front of him. A quick transaction later, and Taeyang soon had his back turned on Hui-young. The latter watched as Taeyang headed out the door, thinking that the blonde had managed to take his heart with him as he exited, which was a terribly sappy thing to think about. He really should stop with the romance dramas. When Taeyang stopped and turned around. I didn't get your name, he said. Hui-young. It's Hui-young, came the soft, mildly surprised reply. All right, Taeyang smiled brighter, and Hui-young swore his heart did not skip a beat, because Taeyang was a customer who had a date, for crying out loud. See you then, Hui-young. The latter smiled and waved despite his thoughts, mentally blaming In-sung for all of this, and making sure the older boy knew all about it when he returned with Jae-yoon. Hopefully soon. Kim Hui-young was alone again the next day. Well, at least he was alone until Taeyang walked into the store. Hi, Hui-young, the personification of sunshine said as he entered the store, dressed just as nicely as the day before. He settled himself next to the counter, grinning at the still dumbfounded Hui-young. One bouquet, please. Hwiyoung blinked himself out of the thoughts racing in his head, ranging from, wow, Taeyong looks good today, too, to, he needs another bouquet, to, what do you mean he has another date? It's only been a day, what the hell? And finally back to, wow, he looks really good. First date went well? He decided to ask, attempting small talk so things won't feel that awkward, and definitely not because he was hoping the answer would be no. Taeyong shrugged casually. No, actually, first date again. The girl I met yesterday liked the flowers, so I thought maybe it would be a good way to start this one, too. Okay, what? What? Hwiyoung voiced out eventually. The other blonde grinned sheepishly. I have bad luck with dates, so this happens a lot. I hope you don't mind if I end up frequenting this store. Hwiyoung didn't mind his presence one bit, but he chose to keep quiet about that. Not trusting his mouth around such a handsome figure, he decided to head over to the back and began fixing up a new bouquet. He wasn't sure whether he should just make the same one from yesterday, but soon decided against it, settling for purple calla lilies and white carnations. Such a soft color palette, so it should still be good for anybody who liked flowers. Although he briefly remembered that Taeyong had said he went out with a girl, and felt something in his heart crack. Here you go, Hwiyoung announced, ignoring his feelings and thrusting the flowers over to a joyful Taeyong. He asked about the price again, and Hwiyoung rang up a number, as he tried his best not to spout more questions about the other's unfortunate predicament. Thanks again, Hwiyoung, Taeyong said as he headed out the door. Hwiyoung gave him another small wave. Oh, Taeyong? In-song asked as he clipped a few thorns off their fresh delivery of roses. Hwiyoung grunted in reply. It's been a week since Taeyong's visit, which also meant In-song and Jaeyoon were back around the store, sun-kissed and way too happy about it. But they looked cute, so whatever, which was great. It meant the younger boy was no longer alone in the store. He could leave the counter to the older two and tend his flowers in peace. What wasn't great, however, was how it's been a week, and Hwiyoung still had yet to forget about Taeyong, Sunshine Boy Supreme. Maybe it had something to do with how Taeyong came into the store every single day after the first day. Maybe it even had something to do with how each time he entered, it was with that smile, matched with shining eyes, as he asked for a bouquet of flowers. The third time he came in, Hwiyoung tentatively tried to start the small talk, by lightly asking if his recent date went well again, and whether or not they were going out that day, which proved to be a terrible idea. Apparently, Taeyong needed a bouquet for another first date. Hwiyoung tried not to gawk, but Taeyong waved him off with a chuckle. It's pretty embarrassing, yeah, the other boy had said, smile faltering just by a little bit. But I've always had bad luck with these things, like I've said. My friends are losing their minds trying to set me up. All my dates like the flowers, though, so that's something at least. Each visit was exactly the same. He'd enter the store bright and enthusiastic, and absolutely thrilled at the idea of another date. Hwiyoung would whip up a bouquet of soft-looking flowers. Sometimes it had been Taeyong who would initiate light conversation, much to Hwiyoung's mixed feelings of delight, because Taeyong's still hella good-looking. And sadness, because he still had a date, and it's not Hwiyoung. Once the latter openly complained about how In-song and Jaeyoon always go on date trips and leave him in the store alone. Taeyong, in turn, complained about his bad luck. Hwiyoung shook his head at the memory. Apparently, the other blonde always managed to mess up his dates, and things just don't turn out well enough for a second date. So he had first dates, lots of them. He had just mentioned Taeyong's visits to In-song when a loud laugh sounded from beside them. Taeyong is still going on dates? Jaeyoon said with a snort once he was done laughing. Seriously? A few feet away, In-song grinned. Cut him some slack, you know how the kid is. Hwiyoung stared back and forth between the two of them, clearly out of the loop and clearly annoyed by it too. They had an extremely good-looking friend all this time, and nobody bothered to introduce Taeyong to him, or really? Okay, well, admittedly, it was probably because Taeyang was straight, and his dates were with countless beautiful women, and Hwiyoung was none of those things. Still, it didn't hurt to have good-looking friends, right?
Right.
Looking for true love, Jaehyun said, rolling his eyes. Yeah, because he'll find those in all the girls Youngbin and the rest are trying to put him up with. Don't they know by now? His boyfriend shrugged. Taeyang's not shy about being bisexual. I doubt they're dumb enough to set him up with only girls. Wait, back up. Come again? Hwiyoung blurted out suddenly, reminding the other two of his presence in the store. Oh, is our baby Hwiyoung interested? In-song asked teasingly, catching on to the younger boy's sudden interest immediately, causing the other to flush. Before the other could come up with a proper defense, In-song waved it off and continued, Don't worry, he'll probably be around again today. About time. I've been telling him to visit for weeks now, but he doesn't, and... Hwiyoung turned him out the moment the bell chime rang, seemingly louder than before, and a familiar head of bright blonde hair came into view. Jaehyun grinned. Speak of the devil. Hi, Hwiyoung! Taeyang greeted, smile dazzling. It took him a few seconds of looking around the store to spot the other two figures, as a look of pleasant surprise dawned on his face as he rushed over to hug the other two, stopping right next to Hwiyoung behind the counter. In-song, Jaehyun, you're back! How was the Jeju date trip? Hwiyoung here was complaining and... Hwiyoung lightly nudged him with his elbow. I was not complaining. You totally were. I wasn't. You were. All right, kids, Jaehyun interjected with a knowing grin. Stop with the flirting now. In-song nodded along. Yeah, Taeyang and Hwiyoung-y. We weren't, the two blondes began to say, then abruptly shut up. It was Taeyang who mustered up the guts to speak again first, face just the barest hint of pink. He smiled as if what happened didn't just happen, and began chatting up In-song about the trip. On the other hand, Hwiyoung decided to ignore Jaehyun's little quip, and In-song's obvious teasing in favor of silently tending to the new bouquet the other boy was bound to order. He's gone through a lot of combinations already, so Hwiyoung was pretty much out of ideas at this point. Hopefully, Taeyang wouldn't notice if he went ahead and reused the rose and peony one. Hwiyoung, are you preparing the bouquet already? In-song asked, receiving a nod from the younger boy. Taeyang chuckled sheepishly. Guess he should be used to it by now. You know, Jaehyun began to say, looking back and forth between the two younger boys. Tae, why don't you try dating Hwiyoung? Last I heard, Hwiyoung's single and also a flaming homosexual. Taeyang started out, while Hwiyoung was desperately trying to whack Jaehyun, but was failing because In-song was in the way, laughing and being annoying as per usual. With his face flushed red and burning, Hwiyoung groaned, Ignore them, please. Taeyang nodded slowly, looking dazed for a while. Yeah, okay. Anyways, I should get going then. Thanks for the flowers. Hey, wait, you haven't paid, Jaehyun called out. But Taeyang was out the door in a flash. You guys are terrible, Hwiyoung started to say, pouting just a little and willing his face to return back to a normal shade, although his ears still gave him away. He finally managed to whack Jaehyun on the shoulder, but it was half-hearted at best. The absolute worst. I don't know why I agreed to work here. In-song merely smiled back in return, eyes sparkling with a mischievous glint that usually meant trouble. You'll thank us one day, Hwiyoung. See, Hwiyoung was pretty sure he wasn't thanking In-song anytime soon. It had only been 3 days since they came back from the business trip, when suddenly both of them just so happened to call in sick for the day, leaving him alone in the store again. The younger boy was positive he was going to go home later that night, and see some sappy sweet photo about their date together posted online, complete with a sickening caption and a bunch of planned-out comments. Taeyang, surprisingly, hadn't visited the store in those 3 days. The younger boy wasn't sure what that meant. Did his last date go well, then? Did that mean he wouldn't need first-date bouquets anymore? For some reason, thinking about that possibility made something in his heart ache a little, but just a little. Sure, he had developed a tiny, read, not tiny at all, crush on Taeyang in the past week that he's been around. But that was no reason to wish him bad luck when it came to his romantic endeavors. Those were his sad little thoughts, until the door swung open to reveal Taeyang, still dressed really well, which must have meant he had a date. Except his smile wasn't as bright as the first time, and there was a subtle blush on his cheeks that showed a sort of nervous air around him. Still, Huiyang waved in greeting as the other boy strode to the counter. "One bouquet," Taeyang said, resting both hands on the counter and flashing Huiyang a shaky smile. Huiyang returned the smile to the best of his abilities. "Welcome back. Did the last date go well? I mean, you weren't around for a while." Surprisingly, the other shook his head. "No, but I'm really hoping this next one will." "I see." Huiyang tried to hide the small feeling of relief as he nodded. As long as it meant he'll keep seeing Taeyang around, he'll keep providing bouquets for the other's dates, even if the dates weren't with him. "Hope this one will, then." He tied up a bunch of sunflowers this time, which was something he's been meaning to do, but they didn't have any in stock. Admittedly, it wasn't the usual choice for a bouquet since it was large, but it was nice. It suited Taeyang well, and hopefully his date would see that too. To further emphasize all things bright and yellow, Huiyang threw in yellow carnations. Even then, he thought the flowers paled in comparison to the other boy. "Something different, I guess," Huiyang explained as he handed it over. "Still looks great," Taeyang replied with a look of awe, carefully taking the bundle of flowers and staring at it as if it blinded him. Maybe it did. Huiyang listed off a price again, waiting as Taeyang made a move to take his wallet out. The latter took the amount of money needed and placed it on the counter, along with two other pieces of paper. It took a few seconds for Huiyang's mind to process he was staring at paper bills and two movie tickets. Taeyang cleared his throat, looking awkward for the first time ever. Tentatively, he handed over the bouquet of flowers to Huiyang, who accepted it with nervous, sweaty palms. "So, I was giving what Jaehyun's had some thought. I have a bit of a confession to make, too." Huiyang, still frozen in shock, let out a small noise in response. The other boy flushed. "Anyway, after the first few first dates I had, I actually stopped having them. I still visited and bought flowers, though, because, well, because they were nice. You're nice, and coming here was nice, and even this one right here is nice, so I was wondering, I mean, I know I have bad luck with this, but..." "Yes," Huiyang blurted out, unable to keep the grin from forming on his face. "Quit the stammering, because yes, whatever it is, yes." "Oh." Taeyang's smile was blinding more so than the harsh yellow flowers he held in his hands, which Huiyang eventually took back. This was nice, very nice. He could get used to this. The latter stared at the bouquet in his arms, the feeling prior to giving it to Taeyang and his current emotions being complete opposites as if he wasn't the one who'd made it just moments before. "Okay, maybe he has to thank Insung after all. Maybe Jaehyun too. Not that he'd actually tell them." The end. Thank you for listening.